Baby?
Bubs, honey, love of my life, Starshine, the fucking gravitational pull to my weird moon. Hi! Oh, it's you. It's you that did it. Okay. See, I was about to come in here and give you some really strange anxiety spiral about how I think we were robbed by people that only wanted questionable linens. So it was you. So we're not missing a bunch of our sheets, pillows, and blankets. You just made the fucking coolest blanket fort I've ever seen. What the fuck? Baby, are you sure you don't want to be an architect? This is stable. This is solid. This is, like, impressive. Like, any fucking 3-year-old would be super jealous. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Want to hang out in a blanket fort? Do you want to, like, obviously you want to hang out in a blanket fort. That's why you made one. Are you procrastinating something, or? Yeah, okay. I'm not going to ask you about it. We're just going to hang out in this blanket fort. What the fuck, babe? This is really cool. Can I come in? No girls allowed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that checks out. That super checks out, yep. I hate to burst your bubble. You identify as a girl, so neither of us are allowed. Okay, understood. We're just going to sit outside of it and look at it. Mm-hmm. You went as far as to, yeah, I see it. Uh-huh, that's a beautiful sign. You went as far as to draw the R backwards for real effect. Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm just gonna sit here then, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not gonna try and get you to change your mind. No, no, no. I would never. Never, baby. Mm-mm. No, yeah. Yeah, I don't. I'm cool out here. It's great. Observing this is awesome. Like, did you tape that to the wall? Cool. Huh. Impressive, really, that it stayed. Because, you know, you, like, get lint on it, and then I would normally let go. So the fact that you managed to tape fabric. Hmm. Hmm. Now, what are you doing? Hey, yes, I'll come in. Okay. Oh, baby, you put snacks in here. What the fuck? Oh. Hmm. You're the cutest thing I've ever seen. What do you want? Do you just want to hang out? Tell me about your day. You know, the part before this. The part before you took the sheets that I had just put on our bed last week and put them here. We change our sheets every other week, so if you could have waited, like, one more week, and then it would have been, like, slightly dirty sheets, but it would have been convenient. It's fine, we'll change them. Yeah, I have some in the dryer right now, so, I mean, then I won't have to fold a fitted sheet, so that's great. Actually, you've done me a bunch of favors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is so cute, baby. Why don't we do this more often? I used to do it in college, but God, we grew up, became strange adults that have to pay bills and stuff. I mean, we were in crippling debt. We're still in crippling debt, by the way. It just, I mean, I know you know that, but we were in crippling debt, but at least then we didn't know what crippling debt felt like. And now I feel like I'm in crippling debt, but inside of a beautiful fucking pillow fort, baby. You really did it. You went out of your fucking way. Mm. When did we even get Cheetos? Did you pick up Cheetos to put in the fort? Did you? Okay. Secondary question. And it's also somehow more important than the former. Did you build the fort around the Cheetos? Or did you put them in here afterwards? Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Aw. Do you want to watch, like, a movie in here? You very intelligently put the blanket over the TV so we can see the TV on the inside. Uh-huh. You had a movie in mind. Cool. That's fine. No, I'm really not picky. I mean, sincerely, I know normally when I say I don't care, I'm talking about food, and then we have, like, an argument because I do care. But I say I don't care because I don't want to have to think, and then I make you do the thinking so that you can give me options. But then every time you give me an option, I say no. Because I suddenly realize what I don't want, even if I don't know what I do want. Mm-hmm. This is not like that. I really don't care what we watch. Mm. I love you. You sweet, sweet bean. A beautiful, beautiful girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Mm. You smell nice. Mm, fancy. She even took a shower for me. I'm kidding. No. No, you can't roughhouse in here. It'll break the fort. No. Don't touch me. Yeah. All right. Here's what you're going to do. I'm going to open all of these bags of chips. And you're going to tell me about your day. Yep. You start with the morning part, where you tell me that you for sure ate breakfast, and you for sure drank some water after you had coffee, and you for sure continue drinking water throughout the day. Aw, good girl, you did it. Oh, shit. I'm so proud of you. The fuck? I have, like, the coolest girlfriend. Like, how are you so fucking awesome? No, it's more than just the water, but the fact that you hydrated, honestly, like, sexy. For sure. Just completely, yeah, absolutely fucking into it. I just, you know? I love you. I am struggling with this bag. No, I do not need help. Yes, I will bite it if I have to. Some things can be solved with your teeth. Most things can be solved with your teeth. If you can get your teeth on it, you can probably use it as a solution. Oh. Okay, we'll just leave this one for later. Please don't open it when I'm not looking. It'll hurt my pride. Mm-hmm. My ego is very fragile. My ego is completely dependent on my ability to open bags of chips. So, yeah. Love you. I get cozy. We have no blankets to cozy under, but we can cozy. We're technically under blankets, so. I mean, if you need to be warmed up, like, I can, I mean, I'll take one for the team and just hold you if you want. Like, you know, body heat and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come here. Want to sit on my lap? No? You want to sit next to me? That's fine. You can put your head on my lap. I'll rub your back. Hmm? Yeah? Can massage your scalp. Do little scratches with my fingers so I don't, like, actually mess up your hair. Mm-hmm. Back rubs? Got it. On it, boss. Uh-huh. Give me a couple kisses before you go down there, please. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Love you. Mm-hmm. You're wonderful and perfect, and you did something really nice for me, and I do appreciate it because I know that this is a gesture that soothed you but also soothed me. I see your effort. And I love you for it. Oh. Thank you. For knowing what I need before I know how to ask for it. And thank you for giving me what I need in a way that also is happy for you. I know we make a lot of compromises. And I know we do a lot of communication, which is great. I love that I can talk to you, but I also know that it eases a lot of the guilt. When the thing that makes me happy also makes you happy. I know you'd be willing to do things for me that you're indifferent to, but whenever we can find a compromise that works really well for us both and makes us both really fucking happy, I want to take it. So. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I see the effort. I see you trying. I just want you to know that you're seen and appreciated and loved. Okay. All right. Yes, I'm done being sappy. You like it. You like it. Okay. Start the movie. You picked one we've seen because you know I'm just going to ask you a bunch of questions all the time. Excuse you. First of all, that's only somewhat true, and it's only horror movies. I mean, I recognize that most of the time you haven't seen them, but I've gotten better at not asking because I know it annoys you. Rightfully, because it is really annoying. I normally only do it with horror movies anymore because, like, why would they actually do that? Why would they split up? You know? I don't know. Okay, I'm shutting up now. Mm-hmm. Let me be back. Wanna pull your shirt up? My hands are warm. Okay. All right, baby. Get cozy, get comfy. Use me as your pillow. Mm-hmm. One more I love you before you lay down. I love you. Okay.
Press play.